Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Yeah. We're ready.
We are ready. Hi, Jenny, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you. Nice looking book.
It's a biggie, but not too hard.
That's cool.
It's good, isn't it?
David Sedaris, how do I know that name, the author's name? David Sedaris?
Have you read him before?
His name's familiar though.
So he found his fame in the 90s. He was picked up by Ira Glass, who's the host of This American Life.
Oh, right, yeah.
So he writes these non-fiction essays, mostly about his family and his kind of ridiculous but then quite mundane life. And they started being on This American Life, and then he had essay collections, and now he's like big and famous and rich.
Maybe I have read a book of his.
You'd probably at least would have heard him or read something.
Is there a list of his books in there?
Yep, you can read them all. His most, the best one I would read was Me Talk Pretty One Day.
Which got, I think it got optioned for a film, mm-hmm. and then he got so worried about how his family would be portrayed, he took the rights back off the filmmaker.
He's very honest about his family, and
must be a good writer if he just pretty much sticks to those topics, you know?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. So when customers come into the bookstore and they're like, I want a funny book, I think it's like the worst question ever. But
I was just thinking that myself.
He is actually the funny author. He's the one you can guarantee
dependable.
Is going to make you laugh. Nothing else will, because if, you know, people have.
And when you say make you laugh, I mean people are funny. People listen to me, and there's some people they like that South African comedian lady, and other people
Like Two and a Half Men. Some people like Two and a Half Men.
It's a wide spectrum.
It is
the chuckle meter.
So he's the one, and I feel like he's such a gift to give people because he is such a wonderful writer. So he's made these essay collections. He puts out one every 3 years, but this whole time he's been writing a diary. So he just has this little notebook in his pocket, and he sits in a cafe and, you know, writes down conversations. And
I'm going to just pull Sarah, did you raise your hands in the air there because you write a diary as well?
No, I raised my hands in the air saying you're a writer. Do you have the time to write
I find diaries fascinating for that. And that, like, does he do it every day? Have you done every day?
Every,
have you forgotten
day,
to do today or something?
He can't. Sometimes he will miss social engagements because he has to write about what's happened in the earlier part of the
today
day.
Today I missed a social engagement.
So this is from 1977 till 2002. So you really capture his because he was a drug addict and like a, you know, really poor art student living in North Carolina for a long time. And then you sort of capture until 2002 where he's met his partner, his mother's died, and he's sort of, you know, getting success. He's like, oh, this thing happened today. But when you're reading it, he doesn't put anything in context because it's his diary and it's for him. But they're just wonderful little snippets.
But it turns out it's not just for him.
No.
This is the thing with diary. Isn't that strange? It's crazy.
How can I make more money without having to do more work?
I really like the title of it, Theft by Finding.
Yes, well, that's because, so he lives in England now. He's American, but he's spent a long time in France. He moved to Japan to quit smoking, which isn't in this part of the book.
To Japan to quit smoking.
Yep. And he's now in England, and his favourite thing to do is
smoke.
In a small town collect he collects rubbish off the side of this highway near his cottage, and he's even had a rubbish truck named after him, and he's had a mention from the Queen.
That's hoarding, but, isn't that hoarding?
Well, he gets rid of the
because
rubbish.
He's a writer, it's cool. Like, if there's an unemployed sort of.
You know, in the UK, how, like, if you find something of value, you can't have it? Like, if you dug out something in your garden.
Yeah.
Like
really?
a necklace. It belongs to the government.
But if you've
it's
got
called
a,
theft by finding. But if you
oh
keep
my
it.
Goodness.
Wow. But if you've got the cuckoo clock that you've inherited for six generations and put on an antiques roadshow, you can sell it. That's weird,
yeah.
Isn't that unusual?
Yeah, so that's what it's named after, because he found £5.
England's so weird.
But I guess this book really captures snippets of time, and he has really great advice. Do not take LSD in a place you do not want to be.
Oh, my God, that
that's
sound.
Very
that
good advice.
That sounds.
I love this. I love this description of Tonya Harding.
She's pretty.
She looks like a child's drawing of an angry babysitter. See, he's making you laugh.
All you've done now is just make baby angry babysitters more angry.
Yeah, so he spends a lot of, like half of this book, he sits in an IHOP, which is International House of Pancakes, just listening to people's conversations. He goes road tripping. It's really good.
He's just a thief, isn't he?
He takes off the road,
takes things out of people's conversations. You finished with that conversation, mate? Can I have the rest?
You wouldn't want him to write about you. I tell you, I met him, he came to Auckland a few years ago and he loves me.
You're going to be in one of his books. You'll be in his book next time around.
Oh, I think that's what everyone hopes, but he loves meeting people in the signing lines. He's like, people just praise you. I'll do it for hours. So if you should meet him, it's good. And he writes something different in everyone's book. So I was so nervous and I was like, I work in a bookstore and I, you know, love giving people, you know, giving people you as an author. And he was just like, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then I opened my book and he said, thank you for making me rich.
Oh, yeah.
He's so good. He's so good.
You should have gone back to it. No, we only sold 4 books. It's like, but, yeah. You know.
But I think if you're a big fan of David Sedaris, you can read this and you kind of know the context. You know a lot of his family story. So you're like, ah, oh, this is where he meets the love of his life. I already know about his mum dying. That, you know. But honestly, if you haven't read him, before you read this, go back and read his other stuff or listen to it. He reads all the audio books.
It's hard to ask for people, though, when you say that, because, I mean, yeah, I'm getting the good vibe off that book just straight off the bat. But I think you could read all those books and fill in my diary.
You would get more from it if you've read him. But if you picked it up and read it, you would still chuckle away hard out. You can really see how he hones his craft.
I just want to recap.
Yeah.
You will chuckle all the way through hard out.
Hard out chuckling.
That's my favourite type of chuckle.
And it's that kind of thing where you're like, if you're next to someone, you're like, hey, listen to this, and you want to read it out to them right away, which is, what are you writing, Dad?
I just remembered what the first nightclub I ever went to was, and it was an underage nightclub, but you had to be over 12. This was in Glenfield. And it was called Chuckles.
Really?
Aww. We used to go to it when we were like 13, 14, and think we were the shit.
Chuckles.
Or just dicks. Chuckles.
That's cute.
Chuckles is adorable.
And this guy Rick the Lion, he tried to get in there and he said, no, not coming in those pants, mate. So he just took his pants off, still doing his undies. I thought that was, we were like 14, 15. That was funny. We chuckled, you know.
Very good.
Anyway, sorry, just off. That's what I was writing down, just so I remembered to tell.
If you kept a diary, you would have already hit that.
Hey, so,
this is volume one, so there will be more to come, and I can't wait to read, you know, because after 2002 lots of interesting things happened too. David Tazaris, read him. $38, Little and Brown Publisher. He's so good. I
Theft
love
by
him.
Finding is the name of the book.
Yeah, he's
you
one of my favorites. I love it.
Me, oh,
and
good
Karen,
job.
Karen wanted to do it and we had to negotiate. That doesn't happen often, because she
loves
him
up?
Too.
What did you give up?
I can't remember.
I love this. I didn't think about that you guys have to negotiate and book trade.
We do little, like, hey, have you thought about doing this? No, you take it.
Oh, that one. I heard it's really lame.
Yeah.
Oh. I'll take it. No, you do it.
Yeah.
A lot of sorting out behind the scenes, but Karen's amazing.
I like getting a little bit of an insight there into the machinations of the book review world.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for coming in. 24 minutes past 9 o'clock.
That was Loose Reads.